Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, here we go in 3, 2, 1. What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Sports Medicine Broadcast, a podcast to promote and improve your practice as an athletic trainer. Live from the Memorial Hermann Sports Medicine Update 2023, Christina Fry, who I recently spoke to about having practical preceptor tips. Fantastic. They do a fantastic job over there at her school, and I got a lot to learn from her, even though she's, you know, several years younger than me. I got a lot to learn. Will Ryan, another product of U of H, where we are preceptors for. And he's doing a great job. Today he spoke about EMRs, and so it's going to be kind of a fun conversation because he's currently searching for EMR. So what a good topic for him to be assigned when he's trying to find out one for him and his program. So this is EMRs with Will. So sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/EMRs with Will. And then over on the show notes today, we have Sydney Hayes. So if you want to get a hold of any of us, we'll give you that link. We'll have links to those in the show notes. Again, sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/EMRs with Will. All right, Christina, you got it.
Hey, Will. So I was able to listen in on your talk with our sports med update. So thankfully for you, maybe you can help some of our viewers who are trying to get EMRs at their campuses or within their entities. So what has been your process in searching for an EMR for your high school?
Yeah, so really, I think a couple things, because there are some limiting factors, right? Number one is going to be cost. There are some really outstanding options that are under $400 where you can get an EMR for your entire school district. One of those being Sportswear, which is a really great option, which includes, home exercise programs. It's got your injury documentation, your roster building. It's got a billing calculator included. So that's one of your cheaper options. Another one is going to be AT Genius. That one is $499. That one has some, preceptor features. We were talking about that a little bit earlier. And then, in addition to that, it's got your, all of your components, that you would expect in an EMR. It's also got athlete communication where you can, send messages to athletes, directly to their phone. It's nice because it's one way, so they cannot reply back to you. And then it also has, injury statistic reports where you can, really kind of show your stakeholders what you're seeing, when you're seeing it. The amount of injuries, it breaks it down into different, charts and graphs automatically within the EMR. So it makes it very simple. One of the things that we talked about in the presentation, as far as barriers to documentation, is obviously time. That's going to be your number one, not just in the athletic training profession, but I think in healthcare in general, time is a limiting factor. Another thing is limited resources, especially in the secondary school setting, limited personnel, and then uncertainty about what to document. I'd like to recognize, a lot of the athletic trainers that are leading the charge in this research, one of them being Dr. Lindsay Eberman out of Indiana State, Kenneth Lamb out of AT Still, and Sarah Nottingham out of University of New Mexico. So they're the ones that are really doing the great EMR research. And then as far as, I think uncertainty about what to document, depending on who you ask, you could get a number of different questions, right? Because in a hospital setting, if a patient walks in, It could be just a conversation that they have with a provider that's getting documented. But if an athlete walks into our training room and gets a Band-Aid, do you document that? Probably not, right? So there's a lot of ambiguity around what to document. I've talked to some athletic trainers that only document time loss injuries, right? So you know, your ankle sprain that occurs in the game, and you tape them and they go back. Is that documented or not? You know, it wasn't time loss. So some people do not. So that's certainly one of the barriers to documentation is trying to figure out what to document. The NATA has created a guidelines report that doesn't necessarily tell athletic trainers what to document, but it really just kind of goes into methods of documentation and the importance of it. Because looking at it from a legal standpoint, the way that the U.S. legal system is set up right now, if an interaction isn't documented, then the legal system assumes that it did not even occur. So just some things to think about, as we're documenting our patient encounters.
Right. So with your current situation with trying to get your school district to get on with an EMR, what is that conversation like with the necessary personnel within that district? How do you approach them, for anyone else trying to do this? How do you tell them, hey, we need this?
Yeah, so it's always a challenge when you're trying to get something for the first time, right? Because, before anything was invented, it wasn't there before the invention, right? So there's always going to be some people who want to do things the way that they had been previously done, right? So I think it really just goes back to building the value in it, right? I mean, if they don't see the value in the program or the product, then they're not going to want to do it. So I guess the question is, how do we show that value? Specifically with my situation, they just prefer text message communication, right? So, going back to, kind of the insured legal protection, that doesn't really help me much, right? Kind of wording it in a way of, this is going to protect our athletes, protect our school district. We're going to have a centralized location. It's going to be secure, password protected. I think coming at it from an approach of, this isn't just a way to tell you that, athlete A has, this type of injury. This goes beyond that. Another thing that I think the electronic medical records nowadays have gotten really great at is storing all of your compliance paperwork, so you can look at, in rank one, who's green or who's red, So I think that's another really key thing that coaches can get behind, right? Because, we're bound by, the athletic regulatory body, UIL, and state laws. Kids have to have certain paperwork in order to participate. And, one of the best ways to view that is in a, really easy, clean to read, electronic system. I think it's really just kind of showing that value, showing that worth, getting that buy-in, is sometimes going to take time, unfortunately.
Yeah. So for some of our people that are still in school and things like that, what would be the best way to familiarize themselves with EMRs?
In the presentation, I kind of talked a little bit about EMRs in the 2020 CADI standards was included. Standard 64, states that students have to familiarize themselves, actually perform patient documentation. So I think from a master's degree standpoint, or students that are in entry-level master's programs, I think as long as they're getting that in their program, that's going to be your best springboard into, documentation when they are licensed or certified. Hopefully that's occurring at most of our respective programs. Beyond that, as we all know in this room, a lot of you know, our documentation practices. Yeah, it's on the job, right? I mean, you know, I think what you do as a student, you know, sometimes can be very basic, I guess, compared to what you do in the real world. Yeah. But any experience, hopefully, is good experience.
So, Christina, what do y'all do?
At Paraline ISD, we use Rank 1. So we have, anytime an athlete comes in, they go to our reception desk. We have an entry desk. They check in with what their current injury is or their ailment. And we pretty much document everyone that comes in except for a Band-Aid or tape. If they're getting their ankles taped, they're not really getting put in unless they are doing their rehab before, because that is a requirement in order to get that ankle taped.
Okay, so we actually, Band-Aids anything. I tell the kids jokingly, just to even be in my presence, you need to sign in, right? Just because it makes them want to sign in, and because it's an interaction or an exposure or whatever, right? And then they just, okay, well, we can put wound care, and that way the coach knows they did come in, they did get a Band-Aid, this is what time, and, you know, then the kid skipped practice. Well, that was, you know, they left here at this time, or they just got a Band-Aid, that's it. But you also mentioned for the young professionals, for the college students, how do you allow either your college students to do that?
So we interact with them and we introduce them to Rank 1, how it works and stuff like that. Our U of H students work through Typhon, which is their recording system for the KD accredited program. And so we ask them to synonymously, you know, get familiar with Rank 1 while they're kind of looking at that, when they're updating their Typhon interaction. So they're supposed to put all their patient encounters into Typhon, and while they're doing that, we ask them to do it also on Rank 1. So they're seeing two different mm-hmm. systems, and they're getting used to that versatility amongst the different ones.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's what we had ours, like, hey, you're kind of like we talked about in the interview, you're doing this ankle eval, and so now you got to take notes on it. Now you got to go put it in Rank 1 and submit it and that kind of stuff too. So good. That's kind of what we do. I just wanted to, as you were mentioning. Yeah. So go ahead.
Yeah. So in your talk, you did talk about how you interacted with the five software system, mm-hmm. five EMR systems, and you said they had great customer service and all of them did provide a demo for you. So if anyone's looking to try out one or the other, they can call and request these different companies?
Yeah, for sure. So I'll just kind of name the five. So I spoke with Rank 1, Healthy Roster, Athlete Monitoring, Sportswear, and AT Genius. Yeah, so some of them took me through. I mean, there was one that took me through. It was about an hour and a half. Of a Microsoft Teams, you know, full demo. Yeah, I mean, they were all, you know, just really understanding of, you know, what our needs are as athletic trainers. And you know, they all had something, you know, a little bit different than the others. So, you know, whether your needs are kind of more like, you know, tracking the data, the billing reports, you know, showing the broad spectrum of what your program sees on a daily, weekly, yearly basis, there's an EMR for that. You know, if you want one that, you know, you can have a billion accounts, you know, there's one for that. You know, I mean, there's really an EMR for every athletic trainer. You know, going back to AT Genius, I know I mentioned them in the beginning. Dr. Casey Christie, who still works as an athletic trainer in the secondary school setting, he actually took time to meet with me. He was the creator of AT Genius. So, you know, I think, you know, I viewed that as like one way that we kind of like look after each other. You know, when I reached out to the company, you know, I said, hey, I'm an athletic trainer. I'm not looking to buy, but I'm doing a presentation. And the creator of the company, you know, called me and set up, we talked for, I think, 20 or 30 minutes. But I thought that was pretty cool. You know, they were all very, open, you know, to share their information. So yeah, really, I mean, they're all outstanding. You know, definitely, can't say enough good about them.
Awesome. That's kind of all I got.
Yeah. So actually I did a similar interview at, I think, NATA in Houston. So it was probably like 6 years ago, 7 years ago. But, you know, tons of stuff has changed. And like I said, we use Rank One like y'all do at Pearland. And it is one of the probably more pricey options. Yeah. And they, you know, it's like a yearly thing. And so we do it as a whole district. So our high schools, our intermediates, you know, all of it. And then, like you said, the coaches' compliance forms, that kind of thing. And, you know, it was kind of rough at the start because we got into it early, but they've really done good things to improve that. And, you know, all the data that we've collected and, you know, all the coaches' forms. Now I don't have to say, oh, hey, when's my CPR due? Go look, you uploaded. That's your fault. You know, you check that. Right. And so it really is, there's a lot of options, and I always just want people to just get started. Even if it's with a Google form, which is questionable because of the HIPAA, FERPA. You know, if you're using a Google Schools account, then, you know, you can get past some of that because it's all that. But if you're collecting something, some data, it's better than none. Yes. And then you can say, hey, Absolutely. Look, this is what I've seen. Mm-hmm. Can we buy this? Like you said. And so I wouldn't get lost in the, do I collect this or not? If it's available and you have time, collect it. If you don't have time, if that one thing is going to keep you from collecting anything, well, then just do what you can and get better as you go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, one of the cool things that I found in my research, this was done by Kenneth Lamb. He's at AT Still. Looking at, this is specific to knee injuries. He looked at, I think it was over 8,000 knee injury encounters in the athletic training room. He found that we were saving per visit $76. And so, you know, stuff like that, and this was regardless of post-op, non-op, you know, I mean, it was kids for patellar tendonitis all the way up to your multi-ligament knee injuries, you know, so we're saving on average, you know, over $75. And so, you know, stuff like that, if we can get our admin to, you know, listen to that, understand that, and if we can provide that data, you know, I think that really serves us well.
Yeah. And again, in the secondary setting, which all of us are, that doesn't matter to the admin. They don't care about the dollars, but the parents do.
Yes.
For sure.
Like if I can keep Will's kid from having to pay $75 to go to the doctor, well, then, okay.
Miss class. Because yeah. That's always class. A big one. Yeah. Well, can they see him after
miss work. And
I have to miss work.
Yeah.
So being able to see them during the day does help, and that does show your district the value of who we are as our profession.
Yep.
Certainly.
So start collecting something, go from there, have those conversations. There are some like somewhat free options. I know, or like $400, like you said, one-time use. So start with something and then improve from there. Mm-hmm. Sydney, do you have any thoughts about EMRs?
Not really. We also use Rank One and we pretty much document everything.
Yeah.
So
like Band-Aids,
wound care.
Yep. Exactly. Yep. Everything.
Just everything.
Yep.
Because you could decide later you don't need it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, I'd rather have it and not need it mm-hmm. than, you know, yep. need it and not have it.
Fantastic. All right, Christina, earlier you mentioned a way to get a hold of you is your Instagram, cmfry16.
One six.
Will, if someone else to get a hold of you, what's going to be the best way?
I am on Instagram. I think it's Will Paul Ryan. Sorry, I'm not.
Well, what's the best
I'm
way
not
to get
on.
Yeah, what's the best way?
Email. WillRyan011@gmail.com.
All right, WillRyan011@gmail.com. Sydney, did you figure it out?
I didn't look at my Twitter, but I never use it, so I'm still just going to stick with Instagram, which is SydneyHayes95.
SydneyHayes95. And then, of course, you know how to get a hold of me, Jeremy Jackson, on most of the social media platforms. So for Jeremy, Christina, Will, Sydney, and the Sports Medicine Broadcast, talking about EMRs with Will, that's a wrap.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.